Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, and this audio describes how the Venus story, the story of Inanna, is the cosmological telling of the cycle of Venus. The cycle begins when Venus rises as a morning star before the sun, the heliacal rise of Venus. And this is when Venus is closest to the earth. She's brightest, and she is always retrograde at that particular time. And if somebody goes out to watch for Venus rising in the morning sky, you cannot miss her. She is so bright and so brilliant coming up before the sun. So the ancients saw this as the beginning of the Venus cycle and the story of Inanna. When she hears the call to go to the underworld is when she's in the morning sky, retrograde, and she begins her preparation to go. So when she stations direct, at that point she'll start making seven conjunctions with the moon, sometimes eight. And so in the story we talked about seven gates, and there was an eighth gate that I also described, because many times the Venus cycle will have eight Venus-Moon conjunctions that are visible after Venus has gone direct. So in the morning sky, those seven or eight moon conjunctions represent each gateway. And literally in the Sumerian telling, they saw the moon, the crescent moon, the waning crescent moon in the morning sky, where she's releasing her vestments. And it's very interesting to note that the moon is literally decreasing in light or losing light when she meets with Venus in the morning sky, and looks like a little, it's a little crescent, like a little boat. And in Sumeria, there were locks, and there was the boat that took you down through the different gates into the underworld. The underworld was a literal place to them. So at each gate, symbolizing the chakras, and she begins with the crown chakra and goes down, the gateways go down to each and represent and relate to each chakra as she's going into the underworld. And each vestment is a symbol of the what she's releasing as she's going into the underworld. Then when she gets to the underworld, this is the time in the cycle where Venus literally begins her travel with the sun. And she was with the sun anywhere from 60 to 90 days. Sometimes it's, you know, a little more than 60. Sometimes it's a little less than 90. Sometimes it's around 70 or 80 days. But 60 was the number that the Sumerians used as the ceremonial number. So the 60 sprinklings representing the 60 days of Inanna with the sun in the underworld. And so the underworld is a place of light, literally, because this is when Inanna is with the sun, or Venus is with the sun, traveling with the sun. She's not retrograde. She's actually on the other side of the sun, furthest away from the earth. And then after her time with the sun in the underworld, after she's been revived and begins her ascent, she rises into the evening sky and will begin making seven or eight moon conjunctions with a waxing moon, gaining light and regaining her vestments. And she, of course, begins at the opposite gate or the opposite vestment, starting at the root chakra and going back up through the chakras as she goes back through the gates out of the underworld. And then she has the opportunity to go through an eighth gate. Many times there's an eighth Venus-Moon conjunction that's visible in the evening sky. And she returns to the heavens and has completed her journey. So the story then can be applied to the different places that Venus is located. And if you have a morning star Venus, then she may be located in one of the seven gates or eight gates. And then that is a very significant thing to know about your own chart. If Venus is retrograde, if she's in the evening sky, it's before she has gone through her shapeshift to begin a new cycle and rise up into the morning sky. If Venus is with the sun retrograde, then she's in the actual reincarnation into a new expression. And then when she rises, if she's more than 10 degrees away from the sun, in either the evening or morning sky, then she's visible. So if she's 10 degrees away from the sun and in the morning sky, then she has made her heliacal rise and the new cycle has begun. If she's 10 degrees away from the sun in the evening sky, she's at the very tail end, the last few minutes or last few days of the current cycle. So this is very significant. Also, the morning star Venus tends to carry the energy of the warrior, of the one who is choosing a mission, a purpose to go to the underworld and to go through the initiation. If Venus is with the sun within 10 degrees, but not retrograde, this is the underworld phase of Venus. And this is a time that is more like a death and rebirth expression of Venus, where she's dying to her old self, who she believes herself to be. It's a shamanic death and rebirth. And then she is going to be reborn in the morning sky, I mean, in the evening sky. And so if you're an evening star Venus, you may be connected to one of the gates based on where she is. And, you know, there's a way to figure out which gate, which chakra gate you might be connected to. So that can give us additional information about our relationship to Venus, knowing which gate or what part of the Venus cycle we're born into. And then that is the gate and the energy to pay a particular attention to during each Venus cycle. So, for example, I'm an evening star Venus. I was born at the fifth gate, the gate of communication, where she's retrieving her ability to speak her truth, to communicate in an authentic way. And it's very interesting that I find myself doing a lot more of that as I've gotten older in my life. And I am currently in my eighth Venus return, and will happen for me next March in 2012. So being able to do this and share this information with you now is a fulfillment of that gate of communication that I was born with. So then once Venus has gone through all the gates and then goes retrograde, she is in the process of synthesizing the whole entire cycle before she prepares to go into a new cycle. So if you know how to look at your own chart, you can figure out which part of the Venus cycle you're in. If not, and if you want help with that, then I do offer Venus-specific readings, and I can help you determine that. I can also help you determine when you'll be in a Venus return cycle and how to work with that cycle. The celestial timings do offer each month where Venus is in her cycle, whether she's retrograde, whether she's evening star, morning star, what gate she's in, and give suggestions about how to work with that ceremonially. What we have found over the years of working with this, and this is my third Venus return that I've worked with consciously, is that when we can work with this cycle in a conscious way, it really deepens our connection. If you're a woman on a woman's chart, it is the deepening of your connection of your divine feminine expression, what you're here to express in this life as a feminine being. And if you're a man, it's the connection to the magical feminine, the divine feminine. And so this cycle can be very informative in terms of how well you're doing with that process, if there's any things that still need releasing, and so on. So I hope this has been helpful and informative, and please contact me if you desire to work with this cycle in a more personal way.